Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 58, where composer Winifred Phillips talks about her original score for the VR video game Scraper First Strike. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Award-winning composer Winifred Phillips has more than 13 years of experience in the game industry and a long list of video game credits that include titles from five of the biggest franchises in gaming: Assassin's Creed, Little Big Planet, Total War, God of War, and The Sims. In addition, she's written scores for Homefront: The Revolution, the virtual reality game Dragonfront, The Da Vinci Code, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Speed Racer, Shrek the Third, and Spore Hero. One of her recent game projects has been for the VR game Scraper First Strike. In Scraper First Strike, the player takes on the role of Casey Maxwell, a modified hoverpod pilot and a member of the Human Resistance Force. Your mission is to help the HRF take back Reactor Building 3, restore power to the secret military base, and drive back the human robots that have seized New Austin. Scraper First Strike is the first episode of a planned five-part VR sci-tech shooter with RPG and exploration elements. It will take the player on a journey through the new IP with fully developed characters, story arcs, and a world filled with unique and exciting environments. In this episode, Winifred Phillips talks about her journey to and through her original score for Scraper First Strike. She explains how she represents both the human side and the artificial side of the conflict through her choices in instrumentation. And Phillips provides a detailed musical exploration for each of the five tracks that she selected and are presented here.
This project's been an interesting journey for me. Several years back, I met a game producer at a conference, and we talked about working together on a project someday. We kept in touch over the years, and in the summer of 2017, that producer was on the team at Labradex and recommended me to compose the music of Scraper. Scraper First Strike is a science fiction shooter role-playing game. It's being developed as an episodic series of games, so First Strike is the opening chapter in the series. Labradex Studios designed the game for virtual reality. The first game has been released for Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, Windows Mixed Reality devices, and PlayStation VR. In the game, you play as a human resistance fighter. You're trying to reclaim your city from waves of killer robots that have decided to take over. The track we're hearing right now is the main theme. It plays during the dropship sequence when your character is traveling by air over the city on the way to the reactor building where gameplay begins. This track really sets the tone for the rest of the music in the game. The project director at Labradex was looking for a balance between the dystopian futuristic setting and a more heroic approach to the music, so the music had to have some dark, grim elements, but it also had to have uplifting moments, and the main theme is definitely one of those. This is actually the most melodic and orchestral track in the score. The story behind its composition has a few twists and turns. Initially, I composed something quite a bit darker in tone for the main theme, inspired by the dystopian setting and the desperate circumstances. Then I went on to compose a bunch of other tracks for different in-game situations. One of the tracks for combat had this really heroic section. The composition featured a melody with a lot of upward movement. The team liked that a lot. I mean, they really, really liked that one. So I thought about it for a bit, and then I went back to the main theme, and I rewrote it to incorporate that melody and expand on it significantly. So that's what we're hearing now. We can hear that there's some synthetic sound textures and patterns in this mix, and also some white noise rhythm. And that's a device that becomes more important as the score progresses. Also, sound design elements are a big part of this score. More on that later. So now the strings build up to a big crescendo that works us towards the end as the dropship lands and the player disembarks to begin their mission. This track is called Human Resistance Force. The humans in the game are fighting to take back their city. The rhythm here is driven by a white noise pulse and a syncopated bass line that has a lot going on. There's a lot of processing and shaping on the sound. There's also quite a bit of sound design in the score. Chilly, metallic ambiance that's just everywhere. I composed this track for exploration, when the player's wandering around and pursuing mission objectives. This piece of music is the most insistent of all the exploration music I wrote for Scraper First Strike. There's momentum built into the music, so it tends to propel players along while they're in between combat sequences. For the most part, I used a lot of gritty synths in this score. The synthetic textures and patterns, they represent technology. The game takes place in a sci-fi future, and in this futuristic city, the tech surrounding you includes an army of robots that are out to get you. To create a lot of this ambient sound designing we're hearing here, I used guitar feedback that's been filtered and manipulated. It gives an impression of a large metallic space. Okay, here comes the more acoustic instrumentation, the string and brass sections warming things up. Piano is actually very important in this score. I used it heavily here, but it's thoroughly processed and sculpted. There are two pianos playing now. One is carrying a syncopated pulse, and the other is playing elongated chords. With all the filtering, they're unrecognizable as pianos. The end result has a really interesting, meaty quality. It works well with the score. The brass and horns here are coupled with some fat, grungy electronic pads. Makes for an interesting, dark quality to the tone. The music I composed for this game juxtaposes two different ideas, the threat of the killer robots and the struggle of the human resistance. Synthetic textures and synths represent the high-tech menace, and acoustic instrumentation represents humanity. We're listening now to the track Underground Network. In the game, the humans have set up a secret global communications channel so that they can help each other, and that's the Underground Network. This music focuses on high-tech communication as its central theme. I wove a lot of synth patterns throughout this track, mixed them with wide spatial positioning and movement across the soundscape. Wanted these patterns to feel like a cyclical progression that's essentially chasing itself around the player. There's also some aggressive pulsing in the upper frequencies. You can hear that now. Blends with those three different chasing patterns. The idea is complexity here, multiple simultaneous calculations that are going on at once, trying to capture the mind of the machine. Again, we hear those processed guitars here. They moan and hum. The game series, it's called Scraper, so all the actions of the game take place in these enormous skyscrapers. The metallic ambient sounds you hear throughout are meant to make you feel like the skyscraper is a character surrounding you. Okay, here's where the acoustic instruments are warming things up and presenting the human side of the story. The cello line stands as a sharp contrast to all those chilly technology sounds we've been listening to up until now. Kept the strings in the upper frequency rhythmic here, almost minimalistic in the rhythm and pattern, and wove some anxiety into those strings. All had to feel very human, but more controlled, more composed. That large bass synth pulsing in 16ths, very grim. Sets off the warmth of the cello line we're hearing here. Again, technological elements set against human elements, a running theme throughout this score. This is one of the more aggressive and chaotic combat tracks in the game. It's called Humex Attack. The Humex are the humanoid robots that are out to kill you. Oh, here we got a very quick minor third interval, and these technical cycling patterns, it's meant to feel pretty nightmarish, like the high-speed calculations of a killer robot. As before, there's a lot of heavily processed piano in this one, and also tons of that sound design. It's designed to keep the player feeling on edge. Also, the rhythm alternates and changes up pretty frequently. It doesn't stay with one rhythmic groove for very long. And some of the syncopation's very uneven and unpredictable. I'm pushing here to make things feel pretty uncomfortable and menacing. On the whole, this was a tricky composition to pull off. The goal was to introduce a horror-inspired tone that would make it feel frenzied and panicky, but the robot themes had to keep going. The synthetic patterns and textures would come across as unemotional, rigidly structured, but they had to also pair up with this horror-style orchestral approach. Oh, okay, here's some more acoustic instruments coming in. They're focused on dissonant clusters, brass, swells, repetitions. And we've got cellos and violas now. They're giving us a minor second alternation. The horror and sci-fi elements had to really fit together in this track. It was a challenging puzzle to wrap my head around, but it was really interesting work. The final result has its own distinct flavor that still fits in with the rest of the game. As the track builds, it becomes more reminiscent of an aleatoric composition, plus a dissonant techniques and bursts, rips from the whole ensemble, repeating clusters, jarring tones. The orchestra feels like it's flailing around in a panic, but the synth patterns stay really focused and very fast, as they should, after all. Killer robots would move faster than we do. They'd think faster than we do. They wouldn't panic. But we would. Human beings would get flustered, we'd flail around, we'd lose our concentration. Humans panic, and robots never do. So, that's really what this track was all about. When I first talked with the game's project director about possibly working with them on the music for the Scraper franchise, I sent along some examples of work I'd done on other games, such as the Homefront Revolution shooter, the Assassin's Creed Liberation game, and one of my previous projects in virtual reality, the Dragonfront game. I hadn't worked on a science fiction shooter before, but my previous work in those projects had included a futuristic sound that the team at Labradex liked. This track is called The Humex. It's a general use combat theme for the robot enemies you face throughout the game. We kick things off here with this aggressive synthetic ostinato. I set it against a group of large resonant bass drums underneath, so we're continuing the theme of electronic versus acoustic, representing robots versus humans. Oh, lots of ambient effects here, filtered guitars and sound design. We're also going to be getting into some big metallic hits later and some stick rhythm on metallic surfaces as things go on. Again, those huge metal skyscrapers have their own presence and character in the score. Again, here are those processed pianos in the bass line here. Military rhythms, they really drive this track more than most of the others. The drums evoke an organized fighting force here. Timpani and toms supply some heft and momentum as things progress. There's also a good deal of sound design happening now. Flybys, ambient effects, hits. These help to carry the track forward, and they also create a sense of movement and kinetics that works well during gameplay. This is one of the more moderate combat tracks. It's assertive, it's not anxious. I wanted to promote a feeling of mastery and concentration here. When players get comfortable with their weaponry and combat techniques, they can employ some strategy in combat and feel pretty competent about what they're doing. This track is meant to express and support that. I'm a big sci-fi fan, so I was really excited when Labradex hired me to compose the music for their sci-fi shooter for VR. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Winifred Phillips and her original score for the VR video game Scraper First Strike. The original score was released by Labradex Inc. on Steam. You can find out more and hear more music by Winifred Phillips at her official site, winifredphillips.com, or follow her on Twitter at @WinPhillips. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe by Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or review. And if you know someone you think would enjoy The Annotator, please let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback by email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.